Greetings. One morning, a doctor came to my cell, checked me out, and said I had COVID. Now, this was the beginning of COVID wreaking havoc in East Block. I was to be escorted downstairs. On the way down, I reached for the railing. I missed. Oh, crap, I'm falling. But no, an officer caught me from falling from the fifth tier down to the fourth. I couldn't have braced myself. The prisoner did fall from the same spot. I didn't see him, but I heard he was hurt bad, broke leg and all. That could have been me. I am so thankful. He walked me down to the first tier, held me all the way down, got a wheelchair and pushed me to the clinic. Once there, found out my oxygen level was real low. While we waited for outside hospital to accept me, he stayed there, guarding me. Finally, about 11 p.m., a hospital accepted me. Oh, this officer made sure that I didn't need anything during the wait. We talked. When it was time to leave, I thanked him again. Thinking back, he really didn't have to put self at risk like he did. Spent 9 days in the hospital and had restraints on the whole time. Was told early that morning I was being sent back to San Quentin. So around 10 p.m., three officers came in, told me to get ready. They drove me back to the clinic where I was put in the holding cage. At least no more restraints. Had to wait to be cleared another hour or so. Once cleared, I was told that an officer was coming to escort me back to East Block. Now, who should walk in that heroic officer who saved me that morning? Seeing him brought a smile to my face, I again thanked him as he walked me up the stairs. One of us joked about no falling. I thanked him again while I was looking up at the heavens with a second thank in mind. While I may never remember his name, I never forget that this stranger reached out in a time that I truly needed a helping hand. In struggle, sucker.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.